Janice Nightingale. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one?
No, running as an independent.
Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community?
Yes, I have lived in Fernwood since 2000.
What is your occupation, and for how long?
I am presently a sitting councillor in the city of Rossland, and have been for the last 4 years. I have extensive experience working with volunteer community groups in multiple capacities, and previously worked as an operation supervisor and business development executive with UPS.
Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience.
I am currently a sitting councillor and deputy regional director in the city of Rossland, where I have a seasonal home. I became engaged in the community of Rossland through end-of-life care for my family members, and volunteer opportunities in the community. As an experienced councillor, returning to my hometown of Victoria, I believe I bring a unique and valuable perspective to the job of councillor. I am both experienced enough to understand the roles, responsibilities and scope of municipal governance, and have been elsewhere long enough that I will be looking at Victoria with fresh eyes. Many of the challenges Victoria is facing are similar to the challenges of other communities in our province.
Why are you running? What's your motivation?
I am absolutely a positive advocate for the work of municipal government, and have found the work to be both engaging for myself, and visibly meaningful for the community. I truly wish to continue to use the skills I have learned over the last 4 years to serve the communities of Victoria, and move Victoria forward in a way that provides sustainable growth and maintains the quality of life to retain our current residents and businesses and attract new ones.
What are your top three issues?
1. Regulation and enforcement around residential short-term rentals to support the retention of housing inventory for long-term residents.
2. An appropriately distributed tax burden amongst all property classes to support Victoria's budget to retain the services our community wants and needs.
3. Strong support of local housing societies, revised land use policies around zoning and development permits, and advocating higher levels of government to provide funding for adequate housing options for all residents for both rental and market inventory.
What's your vision for your community in 25 years?
The more things change, the more they stay the same. While I believe Victoria will be different in 25 years, my vision is to keep it as attractive as it is now for current and future residents. That may mean making evidence-based decisions to change the way the city provides its services, or even changing the services provided. As we have all seen in the last 4 years, there are many unexpected future events that could reshape our community. We need to be able to adjust to make the best of them.
What's one big idea you have for your community?
I love Victoria, and am thrilled to be returning to live here full-time. I have no big change that I envision for the community, but all manner of incremental changes can improve our city for all.